Rock.
Katie 2 VOR. I don't know who, if it was Dick or Howie, was talking about it the other day. That restaurant is the last building before you hit the New York State line there. That's what I was. That's what I heard the other day.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that. I know it's not too tough leaving the place for me to get back home. Just a couple of turns and I'm on the thruway. So that works out good. Getting there is a little bit difficult for me. It's 19 miles from here.
I can tell you already this radio needs a memory battery. I didn't even turn the cover off. I programmed in 955 last night. And when I just plugged it in now, 955 was gone.
Well, there you go. That answers your question for sure.
I wish I wasn't so busy this morning. I'd play with this, but I got to do my work first.
Yeah, I didn't realize you brought it to work. What does it look? It looks like the other one.
Absolutely no difference in the front. Only thing that the heat sink in the back is not as big because it's only the 50-watt radio. The rest of the radio, the covers, everything, duplicate.
Charlie, did you get the name of the place?
Yeah, it's known as N-O-N-N-A, apostrophe S, known as Pizza and Restaurant. 11 Franklin Turnpike, Mahwah.
Okay, got it all written down. Maybe I'll see you there, WA2ZOZ.
Okay, very good. Yeah, it's, they got a, I think it's like a $9.99 lunch menu. You get, I think, a drink and a meal for $9.99, which isn't bad. I forgot what I had there, but it was good, whatever it was.
How's the decor?
It's very casual. It's, you know, I didn't really pay attention to tell you the truth, but it's nice. It's a very clean-looking restaurant. I even used the bathroom there.
Okay. Well, as long as in the ladies' room it doesn't say, ladies, no need to stand on the seats. The crabs in here jump 15 feet.
Well, I use the men's room, so I can't tell you what it said in the ladies' room.
In the men's room, it usually says, for a good time, call, then a phone number.
It'll be on the right side in a short strip mall. I almost passed it the first time.
Right side on the short strip mall. Okay, got it.
Now, I guess that would depend on which direction you're coming from, but I'm assuming this is north of you as well.
Yes, it is. I get on 70 north, and it'll take me right there.
Alrighty, I just pulled into my spot. Rock, over to you, KD2BOR, N1LU.
I wish it was on a different day than a Thursday, but that's tough for me. Maybe one of these times I'll be off the same week they have it. I could make one of those things.
Now I'm looking at Saturday. See how much it's changed already. It said 60% chance of rain yesterday. Now Saturday saying partly cloudy, which is a good thing.
I'm not going to worry about it until next Friday. And then I'll start looking at the weather. Because you never know around. It could change. You can get a morning. You can get a, look at the last one I went to. It was a little nasty in the morning. By the time I get up there, everything was fine.
Yeah, absolutely. These weathermen aren't perfect for sure. Good, Don.
Okay, I'm gonna go make myself a cup of tea here, as I usually do. Talk to you guys in a few if you're around. Let's see who gets it. I guess back to you, Rock. WA2ZOZ.
All right, Don. Maybe we'll talk to you later on. 82. BOR, what's it doing out there? I didn't look, Charlie. Is it still misting?
Very, very lightly.
That guy on eBay that's selling the mobile bracket for the 25, 50, 70, 30. He didn't sell it yet, but there's four people watching it.
Just as I told you, it's barely doing anything. It started to rain pretty hard. But, you know, it's kind of like that's the way the weather goes. I've got that mount here in front of me that Don needs to get, if his daughter wants to use it, to get her rubber duck outside the car.
Yeah, very good. I was just tracking a couple more of those PL-259s that I ordered for the small cable, because I made up two patch cords here for the shop the other day, so I can have the Kenwood and the Lenko both in line at the same time.
Well, that'd be good, then just switch it with a coax switch.
Yeah, I mounted that coax switch that I got from somebody on the side of my cabinet. I told you I fixed it the other day. Now when I switch it back and forth, it works fine. Yeah, I got the, I can switch back and forth, no problem.
No, very good, very good. Oh, boy. What time is it? 2:36. I'll probably head in a little bit early. I plan on skedaddling early today. I know the guy that I work with, he'll be leaving real early today. Excuse me. Because he's got to work Saturday. The bologna kitchen's working Saturday. We've got some really, really humongous hot dog orders. They thought they were covered, but when these last couple of orders came in, they realized they have to work. They only work a couple of times during the summer. Usually it's before the two big holidays, just to make sure we have enough. Well, one of our accounts is with Costco. So apparently this guy has every Costco in New Jersey.
Yeah, very good. You got Simplex, you got the 146 in that radio?
Yes, I do.
Can you switch over to it? I want to go on to Kenwood and see how it sounds on Simplex with you.
All right, I'll be there in a second. N1LU.
KD2BOR.
Send this to your email before I get out of the car. Don, are you back yet? I'd be here. Let me just send this. I found that mount. It's an MFJ. I think it was MFJ-310, but let me look at it again, and I'll give you the mount number, the model number, and you can check it out. $20.
All right, guys. While you're on the side, Charlie, and you're out there, Don, let me say 73 to the both of you. I want to do one thing before I leave here. Maybe we'll talk to you later on. KD2BOR.
All right, catch you later, Rock. N1LU. Go ahead, Don.
Okay, Rock. So long. Good luck with your work tasks today. Maybe I'll talk to you later. WA2ZOZ.
All right, give me 1 minute, Don. Yeah, it's the MFJ-310. Just, you know, check the radio. I don't know, did you buy one of those radios for yourself, too?
Negative. However, I am thinking about it.
Well, before you do that, there's another one out there that I would suggest. It's a Cobra brand. It's a little bit stealthier and a little bit easier to, you know, manipulate in your car. In fact, if I had seen that one first, I probably would have gotten that one. I forget the model number of it. I can get it for you, though. It's got a tiny little box that has the power cord coming out of it. It's got an SO239 on it. I think it may even have an external speaker jack. A little aluminum box that you, you know, like mount wherever you want it to. Get power to it, and then run your antenna to it. And then it's got a long cable that goes to a little tiny handheld unit that's got a display on it and all the up and down buttons. It's just a little stealthier. I don't think it performs any better than the Midland. It's just a little bit easier to deal with. But you can't walk around with it, you know. if you're interested in walking around with an HT, for, you know, CBHT, then the Midland's the one for you. I wasn't concerned with that. I was only concerned with using it in the car, but I never saw this Cobra one. I think we went over this, didn't we?
Yes, we did. I believe you sent me a picture of it, and I also saw it in my AES catalog. I'm interested in having it also portable, so if I do get one, I'll probably go with the Midland.
Maybe I should sell you mine, give you a real good price on it, and I can put that money towards the Cobra one that I want, because I'm not interested in going portable. But anyway, here's the model number, MFJ310. MFJ310, they got the one for a BNC, which I think that's what the antenna mount on the Midland is, or SMA. You just decide which one you want.
Okay, I believe both antennas, I believe it's a BNC. I believe it's a BNC attached to the unit, BNC female.
Yeah, I believe so too. I'm trying to bring it up right now. See if it's got any information on it. Yes, it is a BNC.
Okay, I just might order that today. And I didn't speak to her to find out an accurate itinerary. But I guess I'll talk to her soon enough.
Yeah, something tells me she's not too concerned with talking on the radio all that much. But that's why she doesn't want to bring the mag mount. Plus, you know, like she said, it's a little bit bulkier and heavier. So this little thing will be great. She can roll it up, stick it in her purse if she wanted to. And it'll at least get the rubber duck outside the car, which will make all the difference in the world. It'll make it a little bit easier to use it rather than trying to, you know, hold it at the right angle where she can hear them a little bit better. I find when you use the rubber duck in the car, even hearing them, you got to play around with the angle of the radio to hear them good. So once you get the duck outside the car, it'll make a big difference.
I guess if the mount is strong enough, she could always put the telescoping antenna on it. I think it's like closed. I think it's like six or 7 inches or something like that. And it expands pretty far.
No, I think the mount is fine. I think the mount's strong enough. It's just that it mounts on your window. You know, you put it on your window, roll the window up, and then it kind of gets jammed into the track where the window is. So it's just a matter of how strong the window is. You know, the bigger antenna you put on there, more wind load you got. But it should handle it. You know, I don't know how fast they drive. But like I said, at least it'll make the setup a little bit more efficient than just the HT in the car. But that's the way we look at it. A civilian like your daughter, or non-AM like your daughter, might find it kind of inconvenient, so you never know. But it's worth checking out.
Yep, definitely. We're concerned about microvolts per meter, and they're just want to talk and have fun, I guess.
So tell me again, where are they flying to, and then they're driving the rest of the way?
I know they're going to be driving in Alaska. I don't want to steer you wrong because I'm not sure. I'm not sure what she said. She talks so fast.
Oh, okay, so she might be flying to Alaska and then just driving around Alaska.
Possible.
And what time of the year is she doing this? What month?
I think she said August. In fact, I'll talk to her today and I'll get the itinerary.
I'll tell her I'm looking forward to seeing lots of pictures on Facebook.
Oh, damn. She'll fill up your agencies again. She'll fill up your inbox.
Guess that could be taken a different way. Oh, Jesus Christmas. Getting ready to go inside, and here comes a downpour. Facebook's a little bit different than that. All she does is post them on the on her Facebook. And because I'm a friend with her, it'll show up as postings that I can look at and all of her other friends can look at. So it's not like it's filling up our mailbox or anything. It's just on Facebook. Any of my friends, when they post a picture, I can see it right away. But it doesn't clog up anything. It's just there. It's kind of like showing people a photo album of a trip that you've been on. And people can like it. They can comment on it. And if they want, they can steal the picture, too.
Yep. And she keeps bugging me to get a Facebook account. But, I don't know. I'm not really that into it right now. Maybe in the future. So, 11 Franklin Turnpike, Mahwah, known as, and it's this coming Thursday.
Yes, at noon.
Okay, very good. I'll probably see you there. I guess right now you want to get in, and I want to get in and finish the cup of tea. And WNLU, stationary mobile, WA2ZOZ.
All right, very good. Yeah, listen on 955. You know, there'll be people ongoing there, so if you have a problem, they'll be able to help you out. WA2ZOZ, N1LU 73, Don. Have a good day.
Take care, and I'll talk to Christy today.
Okay, very good. N1LU is clear.
KD2, BOR Mobile, listening.